Prime Minister Narendra Modi met MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders at the state BJP headquarters at Bhubaneswar last evening on the first day of his three-day visit to Odisha. Mr. Modi spent about 2.5 hours at the party office where he interacted with the MPs, MLAs, ministers and party leaders on different issues concerning the party and the newly formed BJP government in Odisha. Union Ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other senior leaders were also present during the meeting of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi had dinner with the party leaders after the meeting. The Prime Minister is at Bhubaneswar to attend the Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference today and the day after. He is scheduled to return to Delhi on Sunday afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Central University of Tamil Nadu for the convocation ceremony has been cancelled due to weather conditions caused by Cyclone Fenjal. The event will be presided over by the Chancellor of the University, Professor Govind Rajan Padmanabhan. The government yesterday said that around 14 lakh Ayushman Vaya Vandana cards have been created for senior citizens aged 70 years and above under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana till 25th of this month. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav informed that the government has expanded Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana to provide free treatment benefits of up to 5 lakh per year on a family basis to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above, irrespective of their socio-economic status. Minister of State for Textiles Pavitra Margarita has said that women participation in the textile industry has seen a remarkable growth. While addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that 3.6 lakh women beneficiaries have been trained under the government's Samarth scheme. The scheme is aimed at employment and upskilling through textile industry collaboration. Mr. Margarita said that 88% of the total beneficiaries of textile ministry are women. He stated that the textiles industry is the second largest employer after agriculture, employing approximately 4.5 crore people and has set a target of achieving 10 crores by 2030. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha yesterday terminated the services of two government employees for their terror links. The Lieutenant Governor has used powers under Article 311(2)(c) of the Constitution to terminate the services of Zakir Abbas, a school teacher in Kishtwar district, and Abdul Rahman Naika, a pharmacist with the Health Department in Kulgam district. The action followed an investigation that confirmed their links to terrorist organizations, officials said. Abdul Rahman Naika was found to have links with terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen. Naika, a resident of Devsar in Kulgam district, had played a role in the 2021 killing of nationalist political figure Ghulam Hassan Lone, whose sons serve in the security forces. Naika was involved in plotting Lone's assassination to spread fear among patriotic citizens. Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, has intensified its efforts to control air pollution in New Delhi. MCD has deployed 372 monitoring teams consisting of 1,295 officers across all 12 zones to enforce strict adherence to GRAP 4 guidelines. These teams are focusing on preventing open garbage burning, illegal construction and waste dumping and dust control on roads. MCD informed that it has taken strong action against 117 violators in the Karol Bagh zone. Ace shuttler PV Sindhu reached the women's singles semi-finals at the Syed Modi International Badminton Championships being held in Lucknow. She beat China's Dai Wang by 21-15, 21-17. PV Sindhu expressed her happiness at reaching the semi-finals of women's singles. At the same time, in men's singles, Lakshya Sen and second seed Priyanshu Rajawat also reached the final four with wins. In women's doubles, second seeds Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand P have also reached the semis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.